Hey guys, we're out here at NADA. We had a chance to catch up with Cody Carter, who is basically the number one Toyota salesperson, in my opinion, and maybe even like salesperson across the entire world. So Cody, thank you for like catching up with us.
Yeah, definitely. And really, I am number one at this point, this as of last year.
It's official, so, right?
The report's coming out here in the next month or so, but yeah. what we see should be number one for Toyota.
Yeah, that's cool. So I guess a few things, like one, what does it take to get to where you're at? And two, you have so much knowledge about how to help people do the same thing, and you're so willing to like share that with people. So what do you attribute your success to?
So a lot of it comes down to leasing, right? Because you want to build that pipeline, constantly have the guests coming in, right? So a lot of areas, they're not big on leasing. When I started with Toyota, I was in a small rural area, and that was like the thing. Let's learn it, guarantee yourself some success. And honestly, at the end of the day, that's really what it is. These customers are calling you every 2 to 3 years. It's time to reset. And so for me, leasing has been prime. That's huge for me.
Sure. Yeah. So you've been at the Tustin store now for, is it 5 years?
Like how long? So I think April, it should be 8 years I've been here. I've been with Toyota overall 12 years. I spent some time in Arizona for 4.5.
Sure. So also like walk me through what it takes to really sell over 100 units a month. So I think the number was like 1401 for last year. Like what's the number? What do you average? Like how do you do that?
So yeah, your average is a little bit over 100 cars a month, which is pretty insane for most dealers don't do that, right? It comes down to process. It comes down to like my website. So I have my own website within the dealer group. So there's, you know, TustinToyota.com. There's also Cody.TustinToyota.com as well. Yeah. So I have my own version running on Roadster. So the customers just go in, click, and buy, you know, so that digital experience. But with me, it's like zero negotiation. It's what you see there is what you're going to get. There's nothing to it. So the experience in store, in and out in 30 minutes, it's life-changing for most people who are tired of getting messed with at the dealer.
Yeah. So I think that comes down to, like, customer experience that makes a difference. So how did you unlock that, and how did you find a way to really make it so they can go in and out in 30 minutes? Because I think time is so valuable for people.
Yeah, so I had talked to someone a long time ago, a couple years ago, and they said, you know, figure out what your biggest constraint is and change it, right? Sure. For my biggest constraint was finance. You know, you line these customers up for, you know, an hour to wait to get into finance, spend another hour, and the experience just wasn't there, right? Sure. Luckily, our store has a Subway, so you're like, hey, here's a free Subway.
That's right. But it's a little bit different when there's a Subway.
Yeah, so it helps us out. But at the end of the day, it was like, I need to take on this finance experience myself. So I'm basically, you know, start to finish. I'll do everything with my assistant, Hannah, who helps me. But yeah, so we want you to submit all your documents before you arrive. You already picked your car, so you're just coming in and just doing paperwork, which is already ready. And a lot of times now, with some of the technology, we're actually emailing the contracts and everything. So there's just a couple wet signatures in store.
No kidding.
So 30 minutes is actually on the longer side.
Sure. Yeah. That's cool. So again, like you do have an assistant. It does help that you have someone to be able to do that, like start to finish. So like how long did it take you to really get to where you're at and really blossom?
So it took me probably 3-4 years, right? Sure. You know, when I started at the store, I came from a store, I was selling 20 cars a month at a store that did 200, right? Now I'm at a store that sells 600, 700, 800 cars. I think our record's 1,000 in a month. So, you know, it was totally different. And they're like, hey, you're going to sell 30-40 cars a month. And to me, I was like, that's pretty crazy. That was unheard of.
Sure.
And then it became like,
Yeah.
So then there was a couple months I did 60, and I was like, this is getting crazy.
Yeah.
And finally, when I did 80, you know, that's when they're like, well, we'll get you an assistant. Coincidentally, my assistant is my sister-in-law. So, the dynamic works really good. So, like, we understand each other, work and life balance and things like that.
It's easier when you can tell Hannah what to do when she's your sister-in-law, right?
Oh, well, yeah. And, but she also talks back a little bit. But, you know, so it's a good team dynamic. You know, that's always the question, too, I hear from people, like, well, when do you think you need an assistant, right?
Yeah.
You know, some people say 30. I think that's way too low. You know, I said 60. You start to realize that, you know, the assistant's going to help you with the moving the cars and the paperwork and things that you just can't physically do. The more time I spend at my desk, the more deals that I'm going to create.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Cody, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day here at NADA. I hope you have a great show.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Dirt with a Sody. If you're new to our channel, make sure and mash that like and subscribe button. Also, check out some of these links for our other great podcasts and content.